We learned in the last parak the whole inyan of what happened with Achan. We spent some time understanding what the chet of Achan was. And now we have the next parak, parak ches, deals with Klai Yisrael ultimately being victorious over Ai, over Melchemes Ai. So the parak starts, the Rabbanu Shalom tells Yishuv Benun to go, they should fight, they're going to win. It's a couple of things interesting to note. Number one, the Rabbanu Shalom tells Yishuv Benun to prepare like a siege, like very strategically, unlike the other Melchomis, wherever they were told to win, they're going to win. Here there was a whole Derech HaTeva strategy. Nosata Oirev, you should put an Oirev by the city, a way to besiege it. Agan's a plan how to win the city. Why was this Muhammad different than all the other Muhammads? That's time many of the Mefarshim asked this question. There's an obvious difference. But then if you look at the Navi, it starts the parak off. The Rebbe Hashem tells Yeshua as follows. Vayem Hashem al Yeshua, al tiro v'al techos kum, kachas kol ha'om la'molchomo, v'kum alei ha'ai, re'ei nosati b'yot chos ha'ai v'esiri v'esarz. But then, Hashem tells him, sim l'cho oirev. The Rebbe Hashem gives him a whole plan, like a strategy, how to win this war. So you have to know why. But then, he says as follows. The Rebbe Hashem says, the shlala ear you could have. Rak shlala tovoizu. So basically, the Rebbe Hashem tells Yeshua ben Nun, over here, the shlal you could take. Shlala tovoizu. What do you mean? Why not? So the Rishonim explain, because the last city, Yericho, there was a cherem on Yericho. Weren't allowed to take anything from Yericho. Yericho was frozen from having Ano. That was the whole problem with Achan. That Achan had Achan took from the cherem, right? So this is different. Rak shlolo tovoizu. But Tamod Nezach, why do we need a tzivui to tell them to take? Stam, of course, why not? That was unique. Yericho had a unique cherem that Yeshua placed on Yericho. Why would we think that's applicable here? That the Rebbe wants to say, Rak shlolo tovoizu. It was almost like a mitzvah midivrei Kabbalah, to take from the shlal of the eye. Why? So that's. Then we look at the Gemara in Sanhedrin. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin sounds like the Rebbe Hashem had tainus on Yeshua. When he told him, Kum Klach, to Gemara here, Mem Dalet, the Gemara says as follows. Why did Hashem tell Yeshua ben Nun over here, Kum Lecha? Says the Gemara, Omar lo Yisakonish Baruch Hu told Yeshua ben Nun, Ato goramto lohem. You caused Klal Yisrael. Right? You caused Klal Yisrael to do the chet. Why? Zokt Rashi. Shasal tolem bizas Yerichai. Meaning, You made the Isra on Yericho. You were goyim the whole thing. It almost sounds like it's a taina. It's a taina on Moshe Rabbeinu. So Take, the Yifei Mare, asks a kasha on the Gemara. He says, what do you mean? Motzinu shemoyshe gamkin also charomim. Moshe made charomim also. Why is this unique? So l'chore yofo also Yeshua shalomad mirabe Moshe. He learned from Moshe. What's a tine on him? But it makes it even more schwer. Why does the Rebbe Hashem have to say, take from the shlal? Yericho wasn't even the Rebbe Hashem's mitzvah. Yeshua on his own decided to make a cherem on Yericho. What's the Rebbe Hashem telling Yeshua? There's no Isra on I. There wasn't Isra on Yericho either, mitzvah the Rebbe Hashem. So you have to know what's going on. Now, the Rebbe Hashem tells him that he should be makeh with the kidoin. Kidoin is a spear.
So the Rabbeinu B'chaya is aiming on the fact that although as we go through Sefer Yeshua, there are many analogies from Sefer Yeshua and Torah Moshe. Some sections are almost verbatim, like Ari Miklot. If you look at the Parsha Ari Miklot in Sefer Yeshua, and you look at the Parsha Ari Miklot in the Torah, come out verbatim. And there are inyanim as such. But here we see that Moshe Rabbeinu always used the stick, Mata Shebiyodi, and Yeshua Ben Nun is using a spear. So this is the Shemayin Kasha. The Arizal al-Pikabola gives a whole pshat in this. And the Rabbeinu B'chayai, by Mochemes Amolek, in Parashas B'Shalach, Itaka says, V'dav is boinen shaloi mishtame shum novi b'mata, elo Moshe bilvat. Moshe is the one that uses a stick. Says Rabbeinu B'chayai, the other Nevi'im don't. And then he points out, but Yeshua really did a lot like Moshe. He was his Talmud. He did a lot like Moshe. He says, V'afilu Yeshua Talmidai. And even Yeshua, Talmud Yeshua, Shekiba Mimenu, Loi Nishtamish B'mata Elo B'kide. He didn't use a stick. He used a spear. Why? So we'll go into what Rabbeinu B'chaya says here, but it'll give us a little of an understanding, I think, in the whole Inyan here. The Gansa Inyan. If the Chet HaMeraglim, Klai Yisrael get 3 mitzvahs. And we spoke about this in the introduction to Sefer Yeshua. Klai Yisrael get 3 mitzvahs. We're soon going to have it. Parsha Shlach. Klai Yisrael get the mitzvah of Challah, the mitzvah of Nesochim, and the mitzvah of Tzitzis. Those are the 3 mitzvahs Klai Yisrael get in Parsha Shlach. Right? Simply you learn, stop. Kan nimtza kan hoyer. This is where the mitzvahs are. The Sfas Emes says, no. These mitzvahs are here for a reason. These 3 mitzvahs, Nesochim, Challah, Tzitzis, there's a reason why it's here. And I actually use this Sfas Emes to answer a Medrash Pliya in the Chidor. The Chidor wrote a Sefer on Chumash, unbelievable Sefer, as all of the Sifrei Chidor are. It's called Chadrei Botan on Chumash. He brings down a Medrash Pliya at the end of Parsha Shlach, where the Medrash Pliya says that when Klai Yisrael did the Chet HaMeraglim, the Ribbono Shel Olam remembered Shenoilad Yitzchok LaAvram ben Meir uLaSarah ben Sadi v'hirtza lohem. Basically, the Ribbono Shel Olam was meichelos for the Chet HaMeraglim, the Meratzos, because Yitzchok Avinu was born when Avram was 100 and Sarah was 90. What's going on? So I use this Svasemes to answer the Medrash that the Chidor brings down. Svasemes says a Gevalda Gevard. He says, what was behind the Chet of the Miracle? Well, my Miracle was Tzadikim. They left as Tzadikim, even though Rashi says, Ma Biyosan Beitzara, Falichosan Beitzara. But they were all Choshen people, the Miracle. So obviously there was something bad. Chazal tells us they were jailed, they were worried that they're going to go to Eretz Yisrael, they're going to lose their position. Whatever the reasons were, obviously it was a Yetzirah. But every Yetzirah has to have a Yetzirah tables. Right? You never do, a chosh of a person doesn't do an aver without a frumah cheshman. So what was the frumah cheshman of the Meraglim? So the Sfas Emes says, the Meraglim were used to living in the Midbar, tachas hashkochas Hashem, would sing Hashem mamish every day, every minute, sing the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Mon, the Be'er Shel Miriam, the Anan HaKovet. They were living completely tachas hashkochas Hashem l'malam and atev. The Meraglim couldn't make an adjustment. They couldn't adjust to, you go to Eretz Yisrael, the day you're going to have Melchomis, you're going to have to make Parnasa. It's a different life. It's a total different life. It's hard. It's hard to adjust. I know people lock themselves up for COVID. And there's a turning point. Meaning, if you were home for years, it's hard to get out. There's a certain safety. I'm in my house. I feel safe in my house. Plus, afraid to go out to the world. It's a scary place. Right?
So Klai saw them around. They were in the midbar. They were cradled by the Rabbeinu Shalom. Rabbeinu Shalom's mom is holding them like this. Miraglim poshet. The mele, one thing led to the other. They looked at the Hanokim, and they went, "We can't overcome these people. We can't. Because they were looking from Derech HaTeva. Avada, if the Eibishter would have said, "Listen, you're going to go into Eretz Yisrael, I'm going to bring a earthquake, going to open up, swallow up everybody like Korach, and that's it." Fine. But the Rebbeinu Shlom didn't say that. He said, "You're going to have to Muhammad Teva." The Miraglim couldn't make the adjustment. Not they couldn't, they didn't. They should have, they didn't. Zoktes Fasemes, so the Eibishter gave them three mitzvahs as a tikkun, mitzvahs that they're going to have, which will, in these three areas that they got used to in the Midbar, it'll show them in the Teva the Shechina. In the garment, Simlos Choloivol Somei Alecha, which came from the Hanei HaKovit, Tzitzis. Al-Kanfei Vigdeyim. Tzitzis. That gives you a chance to see in the Teva the Rabbeinu Shalom. The Be'er, the Sochem, that go on the Mizbech. Regular water, not a water from a... And then, of course, challah is the mon. Now you have mon from Shemayim. It's going to be from the ground, but there'll be ashgocha. There'll be mitzvahs that remind you to see the Shechina. That's what the Sfasema says. That was it. So I wanted a taina that Klal Yisrael from their inception will amalam in Ateva. So that was a shtikul melamed tzchus on the Meraglim. Hey, yois, that Yitzchak wasn't even born b'derech Ateva. We wouldn't even be a b'derech Ateva. So shtikul melamed tzchus, that would be the explanation in the Medrash of the Chidah. Melamed tzchus on Klal Yisrael. Yeshua Benun came in. Yeshua Benun's job was to merge the Midbar with Eretz Yisrael. To take taka all the Madrigas that we had in the Midbar. But now it's going to be Teva. And to put the Hashkochas Hashem and everything into the Teva. It's a different type of thing. It's not the same thing. Says Rabbeinu Bechaya, I think this is Pshat in Rabbeinu Bechaya. Rabbeinu Bechaya says a stick represents Lamalam and Ateva. Stick is not a weapon. Stick is not a weapon. Anybody's walking around with a stick means they don't need any weapon. If I'm walking around with a stick, it means I don't need a weapon. A king could walk around his palace with a stick, like Shlomo HaMelech. Malach al-Makloi, right? A soldier can't walk around with a stick. You're not going to win a war with a stick. A king can walk around with a stick. So he says, Kamadovo, Mate ubiyara moishel umoiral adnus v'yecholus v'koyach elyon. That's a stick. Says the Rabbeinu Bechayai, Aval akidoin hu mini kol yoytzei milchoma. He says, you want to fight a war, you need a spear. You need a gun. So that, he says, Rabbeinu Bechayai, that's what's symbolic in Moshe Rabbeinu using a mate, and Yeshua Benun uses a kidain. He doesn't use a mate. Right? Doesn't use a mate. And that was Yeshua's job, to integrate Moshe's Madrega of Lamalam and Ateva in the Teva. That was Yeshua Benun's mission. When Yeshua Benun made a Cherem, that was really Moshe Rabbeinu's. That was what they did in the Midbar when they were living Lamalam and Ateva. They didn't need anything. They were living Lamalam and Ateva. In this world, the Olam HaTachton, You need Biza. You need to conquer. You need to take it. You need. That's why when Yeshua Benun did the first Melchomah, that was just like a bridge from the Midbar to Eretz Yisrael. Rabbeinu Shem told Yeshua Benun, now your job is to merge the two Madregas. Now it's Kumlach, you have to get up. And now Shlolo Tovois, Yitaka. Now the mission was that Klal Yisrael should take from the Biza. And in Mitzvah Hashem, soon we're going to learn Vayitim Mitzvah Hashem, when we go into the next parak. They took from this Biza, they did mitzvahs with the Biza. Just because you're doing Biza doesn't mean that that's Gashmias. In the Biza lies Ruchnias. But it's ruchni is in the teva. It's like Yisachar Zvulun. You know, Yisachar Zvulun, famous kasha. How does Yisachar Zvulun work? How does the whole business of Yisachar Zvulun work? Right? We were mazba a couple of weeks ago, you can't sell olam haba. Right? Can't sell a mitzvah. Person can't sell a schus of wearing tefillin. They can't sell. You can't sell. Right? So how does Yisachar Zvulun work? So Rav Haigoyen in his Shuvas writes, he says, you can't buy olam haza. Olam haba. You can buy olam haza plenty. You can't buy olam haba. He says, Yisachar Zvulun? He says, that's something else. He doesn't say what it is. He says, that's something else. That's not part of this discussion. So how taka Yisachar Zvulun work? How taka does Yisachar Zvulun work? I always held there's one pasuk that explains it all. The pasuk says, Smach Zvulun b'tzeisecha v'yisachar b'yalach. It's a pasuk. Smach Zvulun b'tzeisecha v'yisachar b'yalach. It's a shver pasuk. That's the pasuk that teaches us Yisachar Zvulun. Smach Zvulun b'tzeisecha. You're busy in doing business. Yisachar is b'yalecha. And you could be happy because you're getting schar from Yisachar. You're getting reward. You're sharing reward. It's not a posh takasha. Smach Zvulun b'tzeisecha. When he leaves, he didn't give Yisachar anything. He's going to give Yisachar money when he comes back. When he comes back with a check. That's when he can't make Yisachar Zvulun deal on the tzeisecha. When you come back with a check. So it should say, Smach Zvulun b'voyech. Yisachar b'yalach. Why Smach Zvulun b'tzeisecha? What's the lesson? Smach Zvulun b'tzeisecha. Then I'll tell you a chiddush in the Ramah. The Ramah paskins halacha l'maisa. You can only make a Yisachar Zvulun deal before the guy learns. After the guy learns, you can't make a Yisachar Zvulun deal. So I have a kasha. If you learn Yisachar Zvulun like we learned in elementary school, how did they teach us Yisachar Zvulun in elementary school? You have a chosher v'tam l'chochem, as it's an allowance. And I go and I buy that the schus of his Torah, 50%, I become a partner, right? So by kinyonim, when you want to buy something, it's much easier to buy a dover shu boilam than to buy a dover shaloy boilam. It's much easier to buy something that's here than something that's not here. So if I'm buying 50% of your Torah, it should be a kol shekain. If I could buy it before you learned it, I should be able to buy it after you learned it. It's a dover shu boilam. But it's not like that. The Ramah says, you can only make a Yisachar Zvulun deal before the guy learned. What's the pshat? The pshat is very partial. The pshat, like Rav Haigoyen is saying, you can't buy Torah. You can't buy schus of Torah. You can't do that. You could work for Torah. If you work for Torah, that's your schar is in your work. You're going to work with a mission. Smach Zvulun b'tzeisecha. You're working so Yana should be able to learn. But that's what you're working for. It affects your work. A guy who works that somebody else should be able to learn is a different guy. He's also an Oisek Be'inyan HaTorah. That's why it's a Smach Zvulun B'Seisach. Once the guy already learns, you want to miss out, make a business deal. There's nothing to sell. There's nothing to sell. You want to buy a Schus Torah, you can't buy a Schus Torah. But the depth, what's behind Yisachar Zvulun, is not that you gave the guy money. It's not the money. It's that you worked for that purpose, so it comes out you're a different person. A person who's working for Torah, his work is a different work. And that's why it's irrelevant. My chiddush I want to say is if the guy Taka didn't make money, he had a bad tekufa, he's still Yisachar Zvulun. He's working for that there should be Torah in the world. He's a different worker. It's like the Marshag. I always say over the Marshag at a Talmud, right, who was having religious issues. He became a businessman. And in those days, he used to travel. You'd be away from home months at a time. And his wife saw, this was the Marshag. Marshag was a Talmud of Maram Shik, from Mamish to Gedolei. And his wife saw, this Talmud's wife saw, that every trip he goes, he comes back less religious. She sees a notable difference in his religiosity every time he comes back. She didn't know what to do. She had no choice. She didn't want to be a snitcher. She made a trip to the Marshak. And she told him, Rebbe, this is the story. You can't tell him that I said anything. But I'm telling you, my husband is slowly drifting away. Marshak says, I have an etzah. I'll take care of him. He's coming to see me in a month. I have an etzah. Anyway, the Talmud comes to see his Rebbe. You think his Rebbe would sit down and give him a whole musa sefer and sit down and learn b'chavrusa with him and give him, talk to him about Gehenim. Nothing of the sort. The Marshak told him, what's your next trip? England. There's an English fountain pen that I'm plotting to have. I want that. It's an expensive pen, but it's the guy had money. If you could do me a favor, make sure you buy that pen for me. The guy was strange. Like, Marshag wants an expensive English fountain pen. It was his pleasure to get his Marshag's pleasure. And then the Marshak told him, he said, you know, I'm a Baal Taiva. So from now on, whenever you go on a trip, I would like you to tell me where you're going. And I'm going to tell you if it's something I want from that place. It's a cigar. Get me a cigar from there. A beer. Get me a beer from there. Anyway, the guy's wife came back to the Marshak and she told him, Rebbe, I don't know what you did. He's a different person. He's from and he's enthused. What did you do? He said, I told him to get a fountain pen, to get me cigars, to get me beer. She was like, he said, the Iker is, he shouldn't be Misich Das from his connection to Torah. Every trip he went now, he's thinking about the Marshag and his Torah. That link, the Iker was the link. That's Yisachar Zvulun. Yisachar Zvulun is, if he's working for Torah, his work is different. Smach Zvulun b'tzei secho. And that was this lesson of Klai Yisrael. You taka going to Eretz Yisrael. Taka Gashmias, taka Biza, but it has to be L'tzeirich Ruchnias. That was this merger between the Cherem of Yerichai and now Kum Hashem tells him, get up. Now Klai Yisrael have to learn how to use the Gashmias for Ruchnias. That's the new phase of being in Eretz Yisrael. Okay.